I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Germany has a reputation as a clean energy leader. The country's use of renewable power, that is a big part of its effort to fight climate change. But there's another side to Germany's energy story. The country still burns a lot of coal. For years, it's put off a decision on when it should stop. Now the battle over coal in Germany is heating up, and the flashpoint is a forest. Valerie Hamilton has a story.
A few weeks ago, I got a voice message from a former colleague of mine who was out in the Hambacher Forest in western Germany. His name is Tobias, and he was spending the night in the woods with some climate activists. They'd been occupying the forest for years, and things were finally coming to a head.
Okay, Valerie, the police start attacking at night, people fighting back, lots of barricades. I was just in the middle of the fight.
The activists had been fighting for weeks with police trying to clear them out. It sounded intense. I asked him to make some recordings. The protesters were there to try to keep the forest from being cut down. Hambacher Forest sits on the edge of a huge open-pit coal mine. The energy company RWE owns the mine and the forest, and over decades it's been cutting it down to dig out the coal underneath. A few years back, climate activists built dozens of tree houses and moved in to try to protect what's left. Finally, this fall, RWE called in the police to evict them. Police used chainsaws to break through barricades and pulled activists from the trees on cherry pickers. The tree houses were destroyed, some activists went to jail, and in all the chaos, a journalist fell from a tree and died. It was ugly, and many said unnecessary. Because the thing is, Germany has already decided coal's days are numbered.
Everyone knows that we have to exit coal, and the question is now only how fast.
Patrick Grechen leads Agora Energiewende, a climate think tank in Berlin that studies the Energiewende, Germany's transition to cleaner energy sources. In some ways, the transition has been really successful. Germany now gets more than a third of its electricity from renewables. But roughly another third still comes from burning coal, and Germany has struggled to kick that habit. That's why it was a big deal when the government decided this year to come up with a deadline for a coal exit. And that's why, when RWE said it was going ahead with plans to cut down Hambacher Forest anyway, Grechen says a lot of people were surprised.
It's that contradiction of Germany being a front runner on the Energiewende, plus having established a commission on the phase-out of coal, and then at the same time, they keep on logging trees to get to the coal.
Forest in Germany is something that roots very deep in people's hearts.
Guido Steffen grew up around Hambacher Forest and used to ride his bike there as a child. Even he told me it's a pity to cut down the forest. And he's a spokesman for the energy company, RWE.
We know there is a coal exit.
RWE is changing to renewables too. But Steffen says Germany still needs coal. He says renewables aren't reliable enough yet. Plus, Hambacher Forest and the coal underneath it are RWE property.
I mean, we have permits. We have court cases that also stated Hambach mine is all right.
RWE made a big mistake.
That's Patrick Grechen again.
They thought at the same time, while the Coal Commission was debating about the future of coal, they could go on doing business as usual. And of course, that was the key trigger to mobilize the environmental movement in Germany.
It started slowly. Local people like Tobias and his family joining activists for a walk in the woods. But then it snowballed. Hundreds came. Then tens of thousands. By accident, Hambacher Forest became the poster child for Germany's choice about coal.
This is now a highly political topic. It's on top of the news.
Grechen says the whole country is watching and expecting a solution.
Failing would be a disaster for German politics.
The commission is supposed to come up with a final date for a coal exit by early December. Leaks to German media have talked about shutting down coal plants in 20 years or less. That's about a decade sooner than the coal industry wants, but not soon enough for environmental groups. Whatever the commission decides, for now, Hambacher Forest is safe. Last month, in an unexpected twist, a state court ruled that RWE can't cut any more trees there until 2020 at the earliest. In the meantime, the standoff is back on. Last month, 20,000 coal workers marched in support of the mine. Days later, 6,000 activists blocked a coal train. And on a recent sunny Sunday, hundreds of people rode bikes 25 miles out to the forest, carrying flags that said stop coal and save the trees. Since Germany's plans for a coal exit put Hambacher Forest in the spotlight, in some ways, everything has changed. But you can also say nothing has. Activists are back, pitching tents and hanging protest banners. Just a few hundred yards away, RWE is still mining coal. And here, in the shade of oak trees, three guys are hammering away at a new treehouse. For The World, Valerie Hamilton, Hambacher Forest, Germany.